Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I have people come up to me nearly every time I minister, and there's always somebody who's going to criticize you over something. And you know what? I'm not the best public speaker that there is. If I was God, I don't think I'd have chosen me. There's people a lot better qualified. I always say something wrong. I say something stupid. I do. And people come up and criticize me and talk about it. And you know what? I don't like that criticism. But I've just gotten to a place that even though I'm not the silver vessel, I am a surrendered vessel. And God loves me and God uses me. And you know what? I don't like it when people criticize me, but compared to God, you're nobody. And that's the way that I look at things. I had a man come up to me in Kansas City, and he just started reading me the riot act over Jamie and the way she dressed. And there's nothing wrong with the way Jamie dresses. She always looks nice. She's always dressed really nice. But he was a Pentecostal, and she had on jewelry and makeup and stuff, and so he was reading me the riot act, and I just stopped him right in the middle of it, and I said, "Hey, who died and made you God?" And he just stopped and looked at me, and he says, "What do you mean?" I said, "You aren't God. What do I care? I don't give a rip what you think." And he just looked at me, "I can't believe you'd say that." And I said, "Compared to God, you're nobody. I don't care what you think." And this is the way I deal with criticism. When people criticize me, I'll go to the Lord and say, "Father, am I doing right?" And he doesn't always say that you're perfect, you know, but he loves me anyway. And if God loves me, I think, well, that's good enough. Amen. If God's pleased with me, I just don't care what you think. If you're the type of person that all somebody's got to do is just come and criticize you and you just fall apart like a $2 suitcase and start sucking your thumb and talking about how bad it is and nobody loves me and everybody's mad at me, it's because you don't have much value and esteem on God's opinion of you. You don't understand how much God loves you. If you ever get a revelation of how much God loves you, and if you can maintain that by continuing to magnify Him, you'll reach a place that it doesn't matter if it's the President of the United States or whoever it is that you value. They're nobody compared to God. You won't be intimidated by being around the world's elite because, man, you're in the presence of God. If you're a person that gets bothered by people's criticism of you, you are a very immature person who is codependent upon people. Got quiet when I said that. You know, I was climbing Pikes Peak one time with a friend of mine, and this friend of mine, we both have a mutual friend who's a pastor, who's a friend of ours, but at the same time, he criticizes us and says lots of things behind our back. And we had talked about it before, and this guy has said some really nasty things about me and about this other guy. So we had talked about it before. And anyway, we were climbing Pikes Peak, and he started talking to me, and he says, "Have you heard the latest thing that so-and-so said?" And I said, "No." And so he started telling me about how he had been ragging on me and saying some things about me. And I just stopped him and I said, "Mike, I don't want to hear it." I said, "I know that he criticizes me and says things about me. I just don't need to hear what he's got to say." So we kept walking, and in a few minutes he says, "But he said this," and he started trying to tell me again. And I said, "I don't want to hear it." I said, "Just don't tell me." So he went probably 10 minutes, and finally he says, "Why doesn't it bother you what he says about you?" And I said, "Because I don't place the value on his friendship that you do." Amen. I said, "It's not that I don't want this guy to like me and I don't want to get along with him. But I said, you know what? It doesn't keep me up at night if he doesn't like me. God Almighty likes me. And that's enough for me to be able to sleep good every single night. I wish that everybody would like my ministry. But you know what? If you hated what I said tonight, and if you came up and said something to me, it wouldn't bless me. I don't get joy out of people criticizing me, but I can guarantee you it's not going to keep me up tonight because I just don't value your opinion that much." I just really don't care. And all I care about is God. And I'm saying things that have set me free that God has revealed to me. And I believe it's what pleases the Lord. And as long as I feel like I'm pleasing the Lord, I just don't give a rip what you think. Amen. And I'm telling you, this is where a lot of people lose what God has done in their life, is because they will receive benefit, but then they have so many other relationships. They've got to have their mate reinforce it. They've got to have their children just do everything right. They've got to have everybody at work love them. And all Satan has to do is just bring some criticism against you and downplay your experience with the Lord. Somebody come up and say, "You don't believe that Bible stuff, do you?" And because you are so dependent upon having everybody else's approval, you start seeking to gain their approval. And the moment you do, your value that you've placed on God decreases. And that's how Satan steals this from you. You know, if you have ever had God show you His love, reveal something to you, touch you by the power of God or something, if the Lord has ever touched you, the Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. That means He never changes. He never takes it back. If you've had the healing power of God in your life for one nanosecond, it's still there. Amen. If you've ever been healed of a cold, that same anointing that healed your cold will heal your cancer, will heal your headache, will heal anything. It doesn't take different power levels of God to move in your life. If you've ever had God touch you, that same power is still there. It's not God that turned off the switch, it's you. Because you somewhere down the line quit magnifying and glorifying God and talking about it, and you forgot and you got away from it. And all you've got to do is go back and start glorifying the Lord. If you've ever been healed of anything, just go back and start rehearsing how God did it. How God moved in your life. How you were healed. Go to thanking Him, magnifying Him, saying, "Father, forgive me for forgetting this, for not magnifying You and keeping focused on this." And you go back and start rehearsing your victories. Go back and let the Holy Spirit renew you and point you back to things. And you know what? Your faith will grow. And that same anointing that was in you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or whatever, it's still there, and it will begin to manifest as you focus on it, begin to glorify and magnify the Lord. We aren't leaky vessels. It doesn't leak out. We're more like a pipe that we get clogged up and stop the flow of God is what happens. And you can rotor-rooter that thing. You can get rid of all of this stinking thinking. You can go back and magnify the Lord and let the power of God flow through you. It's at your disposal. You can be as happy as you want to be. It's up to you how happy you are. It's not up to God. You don't need to pray and ask God to touch you. You're already touched in the head. You're thinking wrong. You're magnifying the wrong things. You go back and go to glorifying God and focusing your attention on the Lord and magnifying Him, and these things that were real in your life 5 years, 10 years, whatever it was, it'll all come back. God has never changed. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. You can be as encouraged, as anointed, as happy, as full of vision as you want to be. Amen. There's some people that at one time had a vision. You got a word from God. He showed you something that He wanted you to do. You go out and head in that direction, and I guarantee you, you're going to meet opposition. Satan is going to come and try and stop you from accomplishing his thing. And people will come against you. You could have gone through a divorce. You could have lost your money. Something happened, and you know what? You get your attention off of God and off of what He says. You start looking at all of your problems and all of the reasons why it won't work, and you start magnifying those things, and they become bigger than God. And that's why you lost your momentum. That's why you lost your steam. All you got to do is go back and start magnifying God, glorifying God, putting the proper value on it and say, "God, forgive me for ever esteeming another person's opinion above what You said. Forgive me for ever listening to what the news had to say more than what the Word of God has to say. God, forgive me for taking somebody else's opinion and listening to the doctor when You said I was already healed by Your stripes. Why did I ever listen to this guy? Why did I ever take his word above your word? Why did I listen to the banker? Why did I listen to the lawyer? I'm preaching better than you're listening. Look over here in Psalms chapter 69. This is a prophetic psalm. If you were to read it, you'd find out that there's about four times in this psalm that Jesus quoted from this psalm. It talked about that they gave me gall to drink. They smote him with stripes and things like this. This is a prophetic psalm. It's actually Jesus that's speaking this psalm prophetically through David. And in Psalms chapter 69 and in chapter 69 verse 30, he says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Remember, Romans 13, 11 says, or it's either Romans 11, 13, one of those two, says that I magnify my office. It's that same word that was translated glorify. So to glorify means to magnify. And here the Lord says, I will magnify God with thanksgiving. The second thing that is listed in Romans 1, 21, it says, first of all, they didn't glorify him. The second thing, they weren't thankful. These are all related. We can only separate them for the purpose of discussion and explanation, but really they're intertwined, they're related. If you are truly going to magnify God, then you've got to be thankful. If you aren't thankful, you aren't magnifying God. I could spend days on this one point.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This five-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to make you aware of our helpline. We have people standing by at our phones from 4 o'clock in the morning until 9:30 at night, each weekday, Mountain Time. And these people are there to take your orders and to fulfill your orders, but also they will pray with you, they will encourage you, and we have some wonderful people on there. I mean, I get compliments on our helpline all of the time, and the people are mature people. We've seen people raised from the dead over the phones. We've seen all kinds of miracles. People have been born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just many people have been helped. The number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.